Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is his song, and I'd like to welcome you to day 25 of Verses of Victory. This morning I had playing something I'm learning about. It's a music healing project that I'm very interested in working with and learning about, and about how music is a healing agent. And I know that I've always loved music. And I've always kind of known in the back of my head that it's, you know, definitely got its purpose. It's present everywhere in our lives. So anyway, I'll be talking more about that at some point. But it's very soothing. And so I listen to that. It makes me just feel better. So with that, we are on day 25 of Verses of Victory. Verses of Victory is a 31-day devotional designed to educate, motivate, and stimulate those who seek victory. So with that, day 25, we're in Isaiah 41, verse 13. That's Isaiah 41, verse 13. And I am in the New International Version today. It says, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you." Isaiah 41:13. God is our Heavenly Father, and much like we treat our own children, He helps us with difficult tasks. He takes our hand, like we take the hands of our children to help them across a busy street. He wipes away our tears, much like we wipe away the tears of our children after they fall. He watches over us, much like we watch over our children as they sleep. He protects us from our enemies, much like we protect our children from their enemies. All the things we know to instinctively do for our children, though we are not perfect, God lovingly does for us, and even more so because He is God. So don't be afraid when troubles rise. God is there to help you. So let's go on to our three P's. Personalize, practice, and proclaim. What does this verse, Isaiah 41:13, mean to you? What does it mean to you to know that God is your Father and that He is, in fact, holding your hand as you go along life's journey? Does the accompanying devotional, which is my take on things, remind you of any situation in your life? Practice. What steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And proclaim. Pray with me this prayer as we proclaim victory over your situation. Dear Lord, thank you that you take my hand as a father takes the hand of his precious child. Thank you for leading me, guiding me, teaching me, correcting me, for I do need that type of instruction to help me grow, to be more spiritually mature. I declare, Lord, that I will follow your lead because you know what's best for me as a father knows what is best for his child. Amen. I want to say that the Lord is so good this morning. He's good every day. And he has our hand whether we know it or not. We might try to break away from it, but he's our loving father. And if you're afraid of anything today, don't be. I'll say I'm conquering fear. It's something that I have lived with for a while and really hadn't told anybody about. But I am conquering it. I'm overcoming it. And it's a wonderful thing to know that he has my hand. So again, that's day 25. We're almost done, folks. And I'm so glad that you stayed with me. And I hope that this book has been a blessing. If it has, leave me a little comment and just say, hey, I have some news for you later this week about something I'm doing. But while you're on my blog at thisishissong.com or facebook.com/thisishissong, and I believe there's a slash there. Obviously, if you found this, you probably already know what the Facebook page is. But anyway, just check out my Hope Project. We are celebrating, recognizing World Hunger Day on May 28th. It's International World Hunger Day. But we are adding our Hope Project to that, which is a t-shirt fundraiser through the booster campaign. And what we do is we have the money that's raised over and above the cost of the shirts goes directly from the company that makes the shirts to the charity. So it doesn't touch our hands, nothing to worry about there. I have used them before for the Hope Initiative, which we actually started a few years ago. So check it all out on my blog. And just have a wonderful, wonderful day. God is good. And one of the things that I have been saying, I hadn't said it on here, but I like to say be blessed, be good, and be loved. Bye-bye now.